speaks French, there should be a special schus for Rudy Akamadina Chash, Rosh Yibin Peshadina, and for Simcha Ben Echagitl. We're continuing this discussion that we've been having about the nature of Torah Shebal Peh, Tekanos Chachamim. The Rabbit in the second paragraph of Chazmar Malacha Beis says to the Rambam says that if you, even if Batal Hatam, for the Xera, they cannot be mevatalit until they're gadol men or chacham of a minyan. And the Rabbit argues and he says, no, look at it, Yerushalayim, Shugah Yerushalayim Bepeiros, that they made a takana, that you're not allowed to be podim your fruits. Samach Yerushalayim, why not? Because they didn't want the people to bring money to Yerushalayim, their Karam Revai, they didn't want them to redeem their Karam Revai and bring the money. They wanted them to bring the actual fruits, so Yerushalayim looks great. But once there was a Chor Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was mevatel, even though it wasn't Gadol Men Uchachum Uvminyan. So the Rabbi says it doesn't have to be Gadol Men Uchachum Uvminyan, unlike the Rambam. So even though Batal Hatam, the later Basin doesn't have to be greater to be mevatel Divrei Rishona, but you still need a Basin to be mevatel. And that you see in the Gemara in Beit Zadav Hayamad Aleph, that we need to learn to call Dover Shemin Sarach Minyan Achel Artir, or from Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who's mevatel Achar Chor Ben Yishukah Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says the reason is because they voted. Had they not voted, it wouldn't have worked. But we have to understand B'das HaRavid, if Batal Hatam, so then there's no longer a Takana. Like we saw in the previous shir, Shitas Rashi, Shitas HaRavid, that once the Tam is Batal, once that in every generation, the Takana is Mischadish by the new Beis Din. It's not just a one-time thing and that becomes Torah Shebal Peh, like according to the Rambam, no. In every generation it's Mischadish, so by the Beis Din. So if the time is batal, the basin isn't mechadish it. So why would you need minyan acher la'atiro? The takana should be batal me'leah. And indeed, so writes the Baal HaMor in Pesachim at the beginning of Perak Mokum Shenagu, that a batal atam batal gzeira. And you don't need minyan acher la'atiro. Batal atam batal gzeira. The Ramban and the Mulchamos and the Ran argue with him. And they say, since it was asur, even though batal atam, the isur isn't batal until another basin comes in his matir. Because called Tavashim Minyan Tzarech Minyan Achel Atiro, like it says in Beitza. So B'das HaRamban in the Ran, you can say two ways. You can say that they hold like the Rambam, that it's Torah Shebal Peh. So the later Bezin that's Mevatel, it has to be called Mena B'Chachmo V'Minyan. Or you could say no, that they hold like the Ravid, that if Batel Hatam, you don't need the later Bezin to be greater B'Chachmo V'Minyan, but they at least need to vote on it. You need a Minyan Achel Atiro. Sagas HaRavid al Rif, the beginning of Perak Nagu, is Masig on the Baal HaMor. And he says, Tvarim Sheneser B'Minyan, Miyamad La'atira. I don't understand, Rabbi Ravid, Rabbi Baal HaMor. How can you say, Batal Atam, Batal Gzeira? If it was Neser B'Minyan, who is Matirit? You need another Minyan to be Matir, but it doesn't have to be Gadol Men Abuchachmo V'Minyan. Like he writes in his Sagas in the Rambam, that you have to have another Minyan. But we have to understand Das HaRavid, since he holds that even if Batal Hatam, you need Minyan Achel La'atir, so how can the later Beis Din be Mevatel if they're not Gadol Men Abuchachmo V'Minyan? We have a rule in Edius, Perak Aleph Mishneh, Ein Beis Din Yochel Batal Beis V'Chayash Gadol Men Abuchachmo V'Minyan. So if Batal Hatam, how can you say that the later Beis Din is Mevatel if it is not Gadol Men Abuchachmo V'Minyan? So Rav Yolti and Simon Vav and the Mishneh Se'ayvitz and Choshen Mishpat answers as follows. That there are really two dinim here. That ain't based in Yochel Avatel Divrei Beis Din Chaver Rashi a Gadol Men Abuchachmo V'Minyan, and that Dover Shebaminyan Tzarech Minyan Achel Artir are two distinct dinim that apply in different situations. Ain't based in Yochel Avatel Divrei Beis Din Chaver Rashi a Gadol Men Abuchachmo V'Minyan is when the first Gzeira, the reason still applies, and the later Beis Din says, listen, we agree that you had a reason for doing it, but we want to be Mevatel your Takana. There they need to be Gadol Men Abuchachmo V'Minyan. However, in an instance where the time is Batel, there, any minion will work. Any minion is enough in order to be mevatel what the first Beis Din says. So that's a special din in Isser v'Heter. Davar shebeminyan, tzarech minyan acher la'atir, even if it's not gadol men b'chachmo v'minyan. But you need another minion to be mevatel. We learn it from the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Hei Amud Beis. It says, separate from your wives 3 days before Matan Torah. Don't go near your wives. I want you to be pure from Matan Torah. Why then does he tell them afterwards they're allowed to go back and be with their wives? It's automatic. So the answer is, because if the whole word is to get the Torah, they got it. So why does he have to tell them to go back and be back with their wives? So the answer is, But in such an instance, since the time doesn't apply anymore, it's just matter the yisur that was no egad achshav, it doesn't have to be galta mena b'chachmo v'minyan. But the Gemara there learns that you need another minyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell them to go back to their wives. They couldn't just go back automatically. Because you need a minyan achalatir, even though the time doesn't apply. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Tefnan Tesla Mitbeis writes, Ashmin and Kra, the Koldovish, and Esar Beminion, based in Alfishakov, Zman, the Dover, Tsarach Limnos, Pamacheris, Lahatir Kashavar Rishon, that if you have a specific time that something was usher for, you still need another basin to be Maturit. Tosus, there in Sanhedrin, also in Beitzat Afihamad Aleph, argues, he says, not like Rashi, that if the Dover cuts of the Zman, if the Zman passed, it's Mutter Me'elav, it's Mutter automatically, and only Minyan Achalatiro, only a Dover that's Nigzer Stam, Elisha Batlatam. Batlatam, Tzarech Minyan Achalatiro. But if it's like Zman Mesuyam, then you cut so if you don't need Minyan Achalatiro, I'll call upon him, Mvur Medivre Rashi, that Dover and Neser Minyan, even though they were Kovea Zman Le Isser, and this time passed, nevertheless, you need Minyan Achalatiro. So it's Muchach, that you need Minyan Lahatir. It's not to be mevatel divrei beisin harishonim she'asru. You're not mevatel the dvarim of the first beisin because b'makom shekov zman le'iser. V'avar zman kvar batel me'elav. It's already batel by itself. What the first beisin says. Nevertheless, you need a minach elahatir because it's a special din in hanhokas iser v'heter that if there were no egg iser, you can't be matirid until a minyanachir comes in his matir. And therefore, the Ravid writes that even when batel atam shel gzeir v'atakon, it's batel me'elav. Nevertheless, sarach minyanach elahatir because that's no less than kavuzman. Kavuzman, you need to be matir. So to batel atam, you need minyanachir lahatir. However, the Rambam doesn't paskin this kol dover shebeminyan sarach minyanachir lahatira. What does the Rambam say? The Mishpat Mitzayin to the Rambam in Perak Beis of Mamrim Halacha Beis, where he says that if they're metaken et takana and they want to uproot it, they can't do it unless they're galdum men abu chachmo v'minyan, even if the time is batal. Even if the time is batal, they need to be galdum men abu chachmo v'minyan. Because what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that when the Beis Din, as we learned in the previous shir, when the Beis Din makes takana, that is the din of Torah Shebal Peh. And even if batal atam shebeglala, they were metaken et takana, the etzem exera isn't batal because it becomes Torah Shebal Peh and it's kaim lolam. Just the latter Beis Din has koach now to be cholek on this takana if they're galdum men abu chachmo v'minyan. Ain't Beis Din yochal abatal the Beis Din chavar shegalum men abu chachmo v'minyan. It would emerge then apparently that the Rambam holds like Tosfos that if Gazu Gzera Lizman Katsu Vavar Azman, so it's Mutter Me'elav, you don't need Minyan Acher Latiro. If you hold like the Ravid, so the Ravid says no, special din in Isser V'heter. Once you have a make a takan, even if it's Zman Katsu like Rashi, you need Minyan Acher Latiro. But the Rambam holds that no, this is Torah Shebal Peh. But what did the Torah Shebal Peh say? If the Rabbi said it's only for a specific amount of time, if the Beis Din Gadol says for a specific amount of time, once that time passes, you don't need a new heter anymore. It's automatically it's Batal Me'elav. Only if they were gozer stam and the tam is batal, then you need the basin to come along and be mevatel divrei basin chaveru, and there they have to be gadol men v'chachmo v'minyan, even if it's batal atam. So now, it would seem as follows that the Rambam is l'shitaso that within the pasuk of al piyat Torah she'erucha we learn that al takanas v'gzeres chachamim there's a chalos din of Torah shebal peh as we've been discussing in these shiur, and therefore the Rambam writes that this mitzvah was said only to the Beis Din Hagadol, their ikar Torah shebal peh, but on chachmei Torah shebachol dor la'achas shebato Beis Din Hagadol, there is no such mitzvah, and the person's over in their horoi is not over in the assay of al piyat Torah she'erucha on the lav of losas, or rather the chinuch writes that also on chachmei Torah shebachol dor you have the mitzvah of al piyat Torah she'erucha because he holds kedas Rashi v'harayvit that they learn from the pasuk al tiyashar yerucha elo gzeres v'atakanas, not that there's a chalos din of Torah shebal peh, but rather there is a mitzvah l'shmo alehem k'chol asher yoru, and if a person's cholek on their hora and he's not modal l'divrayim, he's mamre, he's rebelling against the chachamim, he's over in this essay in the lab of los sasser. So this is not only a din in the Beis Din HaGadol, rather it's HaChachmai Torah Shebachol Dor. If a person's not listening to Atzos Gadol and Shebedor B'Chachmas HaTorah, Chol Asher Yoru is Mevatel the Asay, and he's over on the lav of Lo Sasur. But it's not a din in Torah Shebal Peh that only applies to the Beis Din HaGadol. It's a din in HaChachamim in every generation, and there's a din that's not because it's Torah Shebal Peh, but you're not allowed to rebel against the rabbis. According to the Rambam, the problem is that you're going against Torah Shebal Peh when the Beis Din HaGadol says something's Torah Shebal Peh, but it only applies to the Beis Din HaGadol because they create Torah Shebal Peh. They're the conduits of Torah Shebal Peh. Masha'en came when you talk about the later Chachamim, they're not Torah Shebal Peh, they're making Torah Shebal Peh anymore. It doesn't have a chalos din of Torah Shebal Peh, but rather it's just an Isser Hamra. You're not allowed to be Mamre Divrei Chachamim, and therefore in every generation that applies. Because in every generation you're not allowed to be Mamre Divrei Chachamim, you're not allowed to rebel against them. A And you also see this from Rashi, because Rashi says that all the takanos hametukanos, we learned this in the previous year, and Rashi in Bav Mitzvah Sarivov, that all the takanos that were made, Mishikvar Yomai, the Beis and Agadar, are mischadesh. Behold, Dor Alpi Beis and Shalosa Dor. So the question is, how, after there's no longer a Beis and Agadar, has it mischadesh Alpi every Beis in? It's not the Beis and Hagadol. So the Mishkan Siyankov writes in Choshen Mishpat Simin Lamed Vav that there is Chadish B'chol Dor Api Beis and Shaloso Ador Midin Shlichusayu Dekamai Hukav Dina, that they're doing the Shlichus of the earlier generations. So according to this, it emerges that if a person is over Bizman Azel Dover Medivrem, he's not over on the Lav of Lo Sasur and the Essay of Alpi HaTorah Sheyarucha, since it's only Shlichus. And it's therefore it's only Durabban and it's not Minatar. So yes, it's you're not allowed to be over on what they say. You're not allowed to be over on what the Chachamim say. Why? Because they're doing the Shlichus of the older generations, but if it's only Shlichus, it's not Doraisa. Like the Nesivus writes, Simon Aleph Sivkon Aleph B'Shem Ra Rambam Ver Rashba. Since it's only Shlichus, it's Midrabban, it's not Minatara. However, Ledas HaChinuch, that the mitzvah of Alpi HaTorah Sheyarucha and the Lav Lo Sasur were only said on the Beis Din HaGadol, were not only said on the Beis Din HaGadol, rather it was on the Chachmei Torah Shebechol Dor. So now Rashi is very good. You don't have to say like the Mishkanos Yankov. Mishkanos Yankov wanted to say that that's only Shlichus, Shlichus Ayko of Dina, it's only the Rabban. But no, Rashi can stem with the Chinuch. And Rashi says Mischadish Bechol Dor, because Taka, every generation has the takana, has the koach to make these takanas, to remake the takana, to reestablish to be mechadish the takana. Aye, they're not the base in Hagadol. So lo mafri alanu, because you don't need the base. You don't need the base in Hagadol. Chachmei HaTorah Shebedor. And there's also a mitzvah pei HaTorah Sheyarucha and lav lo sasur. So it's taka doraisa, right? According to Rashi, now like the Mishkan Siyakev, Rashi go to chinuch. That it's doraisa, and every generation have to listen to chum, and they're mechadish. Aye, they're not the base in Hagadol. So how can they be mechadish? We don't care. But the Das HaRambam, it's only based in Haggadah. And once it was said by the Beis Din HaGadol, it doesn't have to be Mischadish B'chol Dor. Because now it has a Din of Torah Shebaal Peh. Once it has a Din of Torah Shebaal Peh, that's it. It's set in motion. So it's a very sodistic in Yonim. And there's obviously a lot more to say. But we will conclude for now. And we'll bless ourselves. We should be Zechalum Odulam Elish Mulas Lekayim Is Kol Dibri Samotor Asbehav Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.